Hey humans, it's your girl Chocolate Thunder,
coming at you with another podcast. What's up humans, it's your girl Chocolate Thunder. Hey, thank you for joining me. You know that song? It's been 7 hours and 15 days. I don't know why that song's in my head, but it is. Man, you know what's crazy is last night, well, I don't know if it was even night, but it was yesterday, I recorded an episode that I was going to post, but I went back to like go edit it and fix it up before I put it online, and I couldn't find it. I was like, oh my God, aliens, they took it, man. So I don't know where it is. It was only like a 7-minute episode. It was really short, and now I'm like, what was I even talking about? Because that's how my podcast episodes be. It's just like Ramblecast. Basically, the last episode I recorded was like January 30th or something. And then February, I was going to record, about our book club. And then the book club kept getting canceled and canceled and canceled. So our next book club meeting won't be until April. And I was like, oh, shoot. Like, it defeated my purpose of wanting to bring my mic into the space that we were in and record some of the conversations, because they were really awesome conversations, and I really wanted to like document it. But because they kept canceling the meetings, I was like, oh shoot, man. So I don't know if like the same zeal will be there for the next time. And you know, as far as this podcast goes, I'm still recording, people are still listening, which is awesome, because it has gone through so many different changes. And so those of you who are still ride or die with me is so great. Like, I love that. That's amazing. It's very much a DIY situation. And I've learned, like, the more that people of this world, like, everybody and their mom has a podcast now. And, of course, there's, like, more elevated ways to release episodes and edit them and all of this. And I'm like, okay, well, it's just me doing it myself. I don't have a team. I would love to have a team, but I just don't, because I'm just me and I'm not like really out there like that yet. So, one thing that I've learned that I should probably start doing, I just let my balls drop and do it, is take my mic like places, like, take my mic to rehearsal, take my mic to like shows downtown or whatever, and just ask people questions, because I love that. But of course, before I go, I have to think about what I'm going to be talking about, instead of turning on the mic and being like, hey girl, how are you, what's going on? Like, I don't have time. But you know, it's just something that I was thinking about, but I really don't have much to say. I just really wanted to talk about yesterday's episode, getting lost, and also, just everything else going on in this world with me. I want to say so much, but of course I can't, not yet. But don't worry, I will say that I'm single. I will say that I like white boys these days, like back in the day. But not only that, like, I haven't really been steering for my team lately, which is kind of sad, because I haven't been a fan of any other culture in a long time, and I'm trying now. Not even like I'm looking for that. I'm not even looking for anything, but that's just what has been approaching me lately. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm not going to be racist today. I'm just playing. I'll still be racist. No, I'm kidding. I just feel like times are changing in the world and in my life. And I'm going through a very much a big change. Like, I can feel the chapter pages going towards the end of this chapter and closing. The book's not closing completely. It's just a new chapter is about to start. And I feel it, right? I feel it happening, and it's kind of exciting and kind of scary and kind of like, whew. Most teachers, we're on spring break right now. It's day 2 of spring break. It started really the last Saturday, not yesterday, or whatever day was Saturday. It started, well, yeah, I guess it did. We had Friday the 8th or 9th was our last day of school. It was a heavy day, big week. Friday came and went. I came home and I don't remember if I hung out with friends or if I passed out. I think I passed out. And then Saturday came. I didn't really do much. Passed out again. Sunday came. I went to church and I had a lot to do Sunday. I had to see about donating plasma, which I cannot do. And I went to a film read. I was reading a script for a movie that my friend Laura is writing. Awesome. Shout out to you, girl. And I just got to be a reader, in it, which was very cool. We were there for a while. And then the Oscars was also Sunday. That was very cool. I was super inspired by the plus-size black women coming up in this game. It's about dang time. It's about dang time. So I feel like, yeah, that's a very exciting thing that I got to see Sunday. It was a busy day. Yesterday was Monday. I did a little bit. I saw my mom and stuff. Cooked some food. But that's about it. I didn't really do much after that. And I'm like, hey, girl, it's spring break. And I think my nature is like, hey, you can't be sitting down and being still. You got to get up and be moving. So one thing I'm going to do today is I'm going to go to the gym. I don't know if I'm going to go to my living room gym or the actual gym around the corner or both. But I do feel like I need to get sweating back into my body because I haven't been doing that. I've been very stagnant with workouts. And I want to change that in myself going forward. Like I used to be. I think all the fitness that I was doing is the reason I can walk again. And I haven't been able to nutritionally take care of myself due to finances like I used to. But I did make some chicken yesterday with some green beans, you know what I'm saying? So I'm back in the game a little bit. But I am trying to just think about the walls protocol again and go back to like things that I know I can do while I'm still where I am, because I'm transitioning to another environment. I'm moving out of this place. It's been like 4 years. I love it here, but it is time to move on. But I do like it, and I do feel like I can return later. I just need a second, and I gotta get out of here. I gotta get my mind right. And once it's right, which is probably never, so I guess I'm not coming back, because I don't know when my mind's gonna be right. What does that look like for Michelle? What does it look like to have your mind right? You know? So that's really where I'm at in this time. It's just thinking about what's life gonna be looking like going forward. I'm so excited to just like record. One thing I hate though, is the fact that I don't have a schedule. Like, we record episodes on Wednesdays, right? Or maybe we record on Mondays and then we put it up by Wednesday. That's something that I want to try to do, because I feel like, just like when I pray, it's like I don't be talking to God like, hey, thank you, God, for waking me up today, which is true. I do say that, but then I'm like, okay, God, let me tell you what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's always something sad or heavy. And I feel like when I press record and it's time to make an episode, it's usually because something sad or heavy is going on in my life or in the world. And I do feel like I don't want to disregard like heavy stuff happening in the world, but I don't want to, and you know what I mean, like say it's a Monday, I'm recording and heavy stuff is happening in the world, but I'm trying to keep it light, which is okay. I don't want to not acknowledge what's happening in the world, but I also don't want to just record when I'm sad and stuff in my heart. This is a verbal diary, so it is a place to go when you need to get things off your chest. So sometimes it is a lot of sadness and solemn attitude happening in my world. And that's really how it's been. I'm proud of myself that I'm still alive. This is like a verbal record that I'm speaking. It's March 12th. It's 9:23. And this is just a verbal reminder. Hey, you're alive, girl. And life is tricky. I have a quote on my Facebook, like the cover photo. It says, I think it says, life is tricky. Stay in your magic. And that's the truth. I do feel like this life is hard. It's hard to be human. It's hard to be justifiable or justified. It's hard to take up space and do it proudly without feeling ostracized. And these are just me things, things that I feel. I feel like ostracization, which is, I feel like that's not a word and I made it one. And I feel like it's a big, heavy thing that's happening in my life that I notice. I've always felt it, never had the word for it. Now that I have it, I can't stop using it. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, you're feeling ostracized. Oh, that's really a situation where they are ostracized. I love to say it now. It feels like, I feel like I'm smart. But it's like, all right, girl, not everything is that. It reminds me also of when, like, in Living Color, there's this character who, like, says big words and uses them out of context and in the wrong way. He's like, the mastication of the ostracization of the imagination and the abomination of each other, you know, is whenever they go to the cortex of the mind and they go here and they go there, and it's really a place where you find serenity and solitude. And especially, it's like, what are you talking about, bro? You know what I mean? I feel like that when I be talking and I try to use big words. It's crazy. And I was talking to this boy, and he was cool, but like every now and then he would just throw a big word out. But it felt in my spirit that he didn't use it as naturally. Like it, you could tell that it didn't just roll off the tongue. You know how some people use big words and you could tell it's like how they talk all the time? But like this person is like, oh, he's trying to impress me, I think. It don't do that, because every time he did, I was like, hey, what does that mean? What is that word? Like, what are we talking about? I'm an inquisitive kind of person sometimes, and I will ask questions. Because I'm like, I need to know what's happening. I need to know. I get lost quick. I'm like Dory in Finding Nemo, or like the dog in Up. Like, squirrel! Or whatever. I'm like very easily distracted. Like, I'm a teacher, you know. And it's very simple for me. Like, I used to teach high school, and I was that teacher that they'd be like, man, I'm not trying to take this test real quick. So they would be like, Miss Alexander, how's your weekend? Hey, did you have a Valentine? You know what I'm saying? They would ask me questions to like get me off track. And I would be glad to get off track, because I'm not trying to teach either. But at the same time, I was like, let's get back. You know what I mean? But just those big words, and when you're not using them right, stresses me out. So basically, I gotta do better about it, because I'm like, ooh, my vocabulary be off. But I do like to read and stuff. I think the thing I've learned with myself is the retaining of information that I get, I don't always retain, or I have to read it again to know. Like, when I be looking at the Bible, there's some amazing things, but not enough for me to retain it. And I know it's because I'm not studying it enough, looking at it enough. And that's for any vocabulary, anything. Like, I'm supposed to be studying for a test I'm taking this summer, but it's like, how are you supposed to study for that when you're not even focused on it? Like, you don't look at the study materials every day. Like, you're not doing the work that it takes to get to where you got to go. That's one thing that I know. And I don't know how much of it is me blaming it on multiple sclerosis and how much of it is just me. Like, I think multiple sclerosis is stressful because, at least in my situation, it's a very invisible illness. Like, you can't look at me and be like, this girl got MS. You know what I mean? Or she got something wrong. Like, because I feel like I walk well. You know, I'm not the best runner. I'm not, like, athletic, but I've never been. You know what I'm saying? I could lift some weights or whatever, but, like, I'm not, like, a runner. Like, we had Ninja Nation come to our school, and it's like American Ninja Warrior. So you, like, run, you grow up this thing, and you, like, do these monkey bar, all this stuff. And I was like, I'm not about that life anyway, right? So they were like, Miss Alexander, you gonna do it? I was like, heck no. But I don't think everybody on campus knows that I have MS. So I'm like, because I'm silly and I'm out there, they're just like surprised that I'm not doing the work. And I'm like, it's not that I don't want to, I just can't. Like, when it comes to like balancing an egg on a spoon, okay, I'm trying to balance in life, I'm trying to walk in real life and balance. You want me to put an egg on a spoon and walk? Heck no. Nobody's safe. We're losing. You're on my team. And people think, oh, she's just not capable. And the case is, yes, I'm not capable. And I also have MS too. So there's that. So there's a lot of that going on in the world. And I don't know. I don't want to use it as an excuse all the time. Like, oh, I can't do that. It's like, who would want to? Like, I'm not. American Ninja Warrior ain't for everybody. It's awesome to watch. I'm obsessed with watching it. But you'll never catch me up there doing it. I am going to a competition with my sister this weekend. She asked me if I would drive with her, and I was like, yeah. She's like, you made my day, which is crazy. I love that. So I probably will see a lot of athletic people going and doing their thing, and I'm excited about that. That's cool to me. It will boost me up. If I'm not working out right now, I bet you I hit the gym after that. Boy. I'm just playing. No, but I'm excited, and it's very cool. Just seeing that kind of stuff. So it was cool being in that world. But I just know it's not necessarily the world that I'm in. So I do, like, when I move, I'm excited because I know that there's an awesome gym. There's, like, a lot of space for me to practice running, practice jumping rope, things that I love doing, but I haven't been able to do well since I was diagnosed. And I'm like, I refuse to let that stop me, right? I don't want it to be something that keeps me down. And I'm on Reddit, and I follow a lot of people with MS, so I don't follow them, but you know what I mean? Like, you read their threads that they post, and some of them are really sad, you know? And it's like, I've been there, man. I get that. And, like, having depression comes hand in hand sometimes with having MS, because you're in mourning all the time. You're mourning the life you used to have, or the body you used to have, or the things you used to be able to do that you can't do now, or you can't do the same, you can't do anymore, just because life is different. And I always think about, speaking of my favorite word, ostracizing or ostracization, I don't know why I want to make that a word. Is that a word? I'm about to ask Uncle Google. But I feel like, man, what was I talking about? I got lost in the thought of ostracization, man. I just feel, yeah. I'm just saying, excuse me, I feel like in my family, when we're talking about ostracizing, I feel like no one in my family has MS, like my immediate family, like not my siblings or my parents. But, you know, if you listen to other episodes, like 2 weeks before I was diagnosed with MS, my cousin was diagnosed with MS. She's a little bit older than me. We're both in our 30s. And she and I have the same, both of our dads are brothers, basically. And so I was like, yo, what? So people are like, it's not hereditary. But I'm like, maybe it is a little bit hereditary. I don't know. But all I know is, girl. I just say girl for everything, but I just know, I'm like, well, shoot, man, I definitely have it out of everyone in my family, and I wonder what that means. I don't know, it maybe don't mean nothing, child. Like, I'm just so deep like that, I try to make things deep that aren't. But that's so funny, like, I literally just got to talking, and then I got distracted, and I was like, what am I saying? I do that all the time. I thank you for listening, though, because you're the real MVPs out here, the real warriors, for just, like, I bet you I make a good, like, go to bed podcast, like, when you're trying to wind down, go to sleep, or a good driving podcast. Like, this podcast is good for, like, errands. If you got things to do, it's like good white noise. So I thank you for letting me provide the white noise for your life. So maybe, ooh, okay. Maybe that's the next podcast name, White Noise or Chocolate Noise. You know what I'm saying? I'm chocolate. No offense to the whites. I love you all, though. I love everybody. I'm done talking, though. That's my TED Talk. That about sums it up with Summaries with Chalk. Thank you for listening, humans. See you next time. I'm just playing. Okay. Bye, y'all. Hey guys, these are the Lost Files. I found those short 7 minutes that I was recording an episode. It was very short. And I'm not even sure what all I said. And some of the stuff might be repeated from this episode as well. But tune in. Just check it out and just, you know, enjoy. See you next time. That about sums it up. What's going on, humans? It's your girl, Chocolate Thunder. I'm just coming in because I know the last time I talked, we were doing a book club, and I was going to get some people who were in the club to consent for me to record some of our conversations. And then the book club was canceled, child. So we were like, okay, so I think the next meeting will be in March, which it's March now. So we were like waiting. And then the March book club meeting was canceled, child. So I don't think that I'll be able to even have interviews with other people. I mean, I will be able to talk to other people. It just won't be those book club ladies if I do. But I'm trying to make more of an effort to record other people instead of just myself, because I've realized that I love like talking to people, and like I want to like record some of the gems they drop, because it's like a normal conversation and I'll be like, ooh, that's so good, I love that. And so I was just thinking about doing that for my next episode, which may not be until April, because I'm trying to do, you know, the whole once a month, and I didn't do one in February, I don't think. And if I did, it was, you know, covering the book club situation and all of that. And so I want to continue to do that. I want to just, my goal for 2024, and it's funny, it's already March, but I really want to work on accountability and responsibility. And I've been doing okay. I have moments where I'm like, yes, today was good. I got a lot of things done that I wanted to. And then other days where nothing happens, or I don't get what I need to get done. Either I'm not thinking clearly, I'm not focused or something. And I try not to blame it on MS and like having an MS brain. Now that I know that I have it, I'm thinking, of course, about the past. And I'm like, wait, was that an MS moment? Was that? What about this? You know, it's hard to tell what was MS and, like, you know, what was just you being crazy child or just forgetful or whatever, you know? And so I think being overwhelmed and just not slowing down doesn't help now that I know I have an MS brain. So I'm learning to just take it slow. And, you know, we're off for spring break. If you're a teacher and you're in Texas, you're probably off. South by Southwest is also going on, so that would be cool to jump down there and get a conversation or two going. So, but I don't know. I was invited somewhere last night, but man, I was working on a film script with some friends. We were just reading it, and my friend wrote the script, and we were just there to read. She pictured us like for all these parts, and so we were all there. We all were available, which was great. So we were down there pretty much like all evening, and it was awesome until I started fainting, and I was like, okay, I gotta get out of here, I'm tired. And then my friend was like, hey, come to Maggie Mae's, there's a free event happening right now and it's really fun. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. So I go, I had to drive it past it on my way home, so I went and tried to find like just an exit, but all the exits were like closed off because of South By. And I was like, ah, oh, you know what, that's my foreshadow, just to note that I'm not supposed to be here. So I was like, hey, you can hit me up at my house, but I'm not coming down, you know? And so I am trying to make more of an effort to just do that, because I am a turtle or a crab in their shell, and I don't like to leave my shell. I used to not be that person, but if you listen to previous episodes, like from past years, you can hear that I wasn't able to walk and I wasn't able to leave my house or drive for a while. So it's kind of in me now to like sit in one place. So now that I can walk and I can drive and I do work again and all that, and like the world is no longer in lockdown. So when this all happened to me, the world was in lockdown. So it was kind of beautiful that I wasn't really missing out on much, because everybody was missing out, you know, because nobody could perform. Nobody could go to the movies. Nobody could be even outside at the park, you know, for a while. So it kind of helped. And then when the world started opening back up, everybody was like, go, 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 go. And, you know, like, hurry up before there's another pandemic and we have to shut down. So it felt like everybody was rushing to get life done. And that was overwhelming to me. And now that we're like, you know, 4 years-ish out of it, we're still very much in it. People are still getting COVID. I talked to my friend last night. He's like, I think I got COVID again. I'm like, oh man, here we are, March 2024, and it's still running rampant in our lives. And so for me, I'm like, okay, the best thing that you can do is Try to take care of yourself the best that you can. It's easier said than done, especially when you're broke. Like, I'm so poor right now. When homeless people be asking for money, I'm like, make that two of us. We both need this little change. The only difference that I have with someone standing outside of my car asking for money is that I'm in a car, right? That's the difference. That's the only difference. And maybe me driving to an actual place to put my head down, you know, like four walls. Maybe they don't have a home or a car or money, but we're very much close to being the same people. You know what I mean? And that's what's so wild. What's wild is that I have like three really awesome jobs, but no way to take care of myself, because every bill, you know, every check will be going to someone else. But I'm like, okay, you just gotta accumulate more jobs, which is what I've done. Some of it's awesome, some of it isn't. But I'm recording this because I'm alive. I have to like make note of me still being alive, because I'm not dead yet, even though every moment I play with it, I toy with it. And you know, I need to stop playing, because ain't gonna be happy till I actually am dead. Then what, girl? Being dead is still very expensive. People gotta pay for your casket or your cremation ashes or whatever. People gotta pay for all kind of stuff when you die, which is effing wild. But that's just the way the world is going. So, for those who pray, lift me up in prayer, child, because I'm gonna need it. That about sums it up. With Summaries with Chalk, thank you for listening. See you next time. Peace.